he doesn't realize how he's being tricked by the goddess. If he had any intelligence, he would say, maybe I better not sail to Troy. Maybe this was not a good idea. But he's so greedy and so determined to have the Trojan gold that he does the very thing that is guaranteed to violate Artemis even worse, even though she frames it in such a way that, well, if you really want me to give you a favorable wind, you're going to have to sacrifice your daughter. He doesn't even question it. So the whole sequence is based on human choice. It's not just revengeful gods. All these stories involve a human saying, yes, okay, I'll do this, or no, I won't do that. And there is always a human decision, an act of free will that interacts with what the gods require. When you look at that sense of what happens in a myth, this man had choices every step of the way.